Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Randy Thompson and I speak roads and growth with Lee Gibson, Naomi Jardin, and Bob Lucy of the RTC. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Wicker, Fred Locken, and Buzz Harris is all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
You can't feel the roar of the engine through this. Get the full experience at Auto Show 2016. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof to bring you their biggest selection and best incentives yet. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. February 12th through 14th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, the topic today is roads and growth. And joining us from the RTC in Northern Nevada, Lee Gibson is the executive director. Naomi Jardin is the chair and also Reno City Councilwoman. And Bob Lucy is the RTC commissioner and Washoe County commissioner as well. Welcome to all of you. So when I think in terms of RTCs and airports, I always think the same thing, which is you have to think out 30 years. With the massive amount of growth that has now come upon us in the last 2 years, what has the change in thought been in terms of what was originally planned going out 30 years to now what you have to look at with potentially 50,000 plus more residents coming?
Well, I think the way I kind of look at it from first blush is we look out 30 years. What all this growth is going to mean is those 30-year needs are now going to be compressed into a 10, 15, 20-year time period. That consequence is we will have to find the money in order to make 30 years of projects be realized in, say, 15. You know, I also tell people, when you ask me what's going to happen today, today in our world is 10 years. We're working on the Spaghetti Bowl right now in cooperation with the Nevada Department of Transportation. They're looking at the U.S. 395 corridor. We're developing a North Valleys multimodal corridor in cooperation with the city and the county. Our challenge at the local level in addition to finding the funding, will have to bring the consensus of all the parties together. You know, I like to point out, if you look at the Project Neon down in Southern Nevada, a $1.3 billion project, but there's a story behind that project, and that project story is it just took a long time to build the consensus. If we can keep everybody together, if we can work cooperatively through the RTC, work in a very productive framework with NDOT, hopefully we won't take 20 years to realize these improvements. Instead, we can work on them in 10 years.
Okay, I want to come back to some of the topics you've raised already, but let's start out with you, Naomi. Is the consensus there between the city and the county, along with the thinking at the RTC?
Yes, we at the RTC are in consensus that the spaghetti bowl is something that we desperately need to improve. And sadly, infrastructure is not glitzy nor sexy. But when you can't get products where they need to go, you know, when you can't get people where they need to be, it can have societal impacts that are incredible. We did a study recently on societal impacts on just the accidents from the I-80 eastbound to the southbound movement. There's an accident about every third day. It was almost $4 million, almost $3 million and almost 400 accidents in a 3-year period.
Wow.
And it's not only societal impacts of those that are in the accidents, and that's horrific. I witnessed a 6-car pileup last week. Our first responders are spending an inordinate amount of time responding to these accidents. So it's one of those things that we at the county and the city and the RTC are definitely in consensus that we need to make improvements to the spaghetti bowl.
Has the recession given people a fresh look at the growth? Because in past areas of growth, like in the late 1970s, almost instantly after the growth began, there was an anti-growth fervor. But now we have a lot of people who are saying, hey, you know, we've been looking for a job, now there are jobs.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we've embraced as a community that growth again. And it's exciting to see, but it's growth with a certain pace and not outpacing ourselves that we've done in the past. And to Naoma's point is that the city, you know, we look at the spaghetti bowl with the city and the county. You know, the spaghetti bowl directly impacts the city and the city residents for Sparks and Reno. But when we start talking about development and growth, there's only really two areas currently that we can grow within Washoe County. That's north and south. And so we've put in the Southeast Connector that's going to help out with some of that issues, but that's for 2 or 3 years coming before that's open and running. And so, and the other thing is that we have the industrial parks that we're working on in North Valleys. We're working on industrial parks and industrial land out in Spanish Springs. So we got to be able to get people in and out of those places quicker. And now that we're adding trucking and some of our bigger companies that are coming into the other area, Petco, for example, we have Merriment, we have Amazon up north, and then we talk about Trick. It's some of these issues that are going to become a major, major stranglehold on our transportation as we move forward.
So I recently wrote an article in the Gazette about the Kitski Corridor. And I started out because I love the wall at McCarran and Mahan. Congratulations. You guys did a fabulous job with that wall. And it got me thinking that's what would really help beautify Kitski. Well, as I went through the process talking to Joe Harrington, they told me that, well, Kitski's actually an NDOT road. So it seems like we've got City of Reno, we've got Washoe County, we've got RTC, we've got NDOT. Why can't we truly consolidate our road system into one overall body? Because if I complain about lights at Moana not being synchronized, I call the City of Reno but not RTC, or I want this road. I mean, it seems like we're really not consolidated in our roads, and we're not that big of a community to have multiple agencies managing our road system, or are we? But I guess my question is, can we consolidate truly into the RTC and have one group managing our road system?
Well, there's a lot of first off, there's a number of sort of legal and financial issues. RTC's funding base, which is fuel tax and sales tax, we're limited on the use of those funds for operations. We can't clean out gutters. We don't change light bulbs and traffic signals. We don't pay utility bills at traffic signals. Those typically have been paid by the local entity's general fund account. On the positive side, you're right. There aren't that many entities, and we actually all know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
And we all talk to each other on a very regular basis. So I think we have a tendency to forget that there are people who occupy these positions and we talk to each other. I think a good example of talking, although the voices maybe got a little bit raised, was the issue of the traffic signal in front of the Bonanza Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Just simply talking to the governor and talking to the head of MDOT,
We should briefly explain for folks listening in Southern Nevada that this was an area just outside of downtown that had a high accident rate, and people had been trying to get just a traffic light in there for safety's sake, and it had taken years to be able to get this.
Over 10 years.
And multiple deaths.
Multiple
yes.
fatalities.
Yeah.
And so this was a high fatality crash location. Eventually, with the help of Rudy Malfabon, we got it in there. So that's, I think, an example where There's a bad bureaucratic story, but then there's a good bureaucratic story where just the people sat down and resolved an issue.
Okay, let's take a break here, and then we'll come back and give you a chance to expand further. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
You can't feel the roar of the engine through this. Get the full experience at Auto Show 2016. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof to bring you their biggest selection and best incentives yet. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. February 12th through 14th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
The American people can't afford to wait for ideas that sound good on paper, but will never make it in the real world. The grandmother who has to choose between paying for medicine and paying rent can't wait. The single mom who desperately needs a raise can't wait. The student with a mountain of debt can't wait. We can make real progress right now for people and families who need it.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're covering a topic that covers everybody in our state, which is roads and growth. Lee, we cut you off there in the middle of of your response there.
Because of my long question, I'm
sorry.
Number
of agencies,
yeah.
So if you want to follow up there.
Well, again, I think... So we have sort of our legal and institutional constraints. We have, it's offset by the fact that we all work pretty well together. I think the real challenge, though, in getting everyone to sort of agree to, or the platform for us to all kind of work together and agree, is really our planning process. By sitting down and going through our planning process, and we're getting ready to restart our regional transportation plan, that process is driven by federal law. If we want to get the federal money that we all pay for in the gas at the gas pump back into Washoe County, we've got to go through this planning process. What we're going to, each time we go through that, we strive to make sure we avoid the obstacles. Kitsky Lane is one example of a project I know NDOT's got high on its list. We're going to try to make some improvements there. We've been talking to them, actually, thanks to your article, about looking at some fast-track improvements that they can do that will help move things along. So I think... What the one differentiator I make is I think what the city of Reno, Washoe County, city of Sparks, and RTC do pretty well are what I call we're closest to the citizenry, and I think we do a really good job of getting solutions. I go back to the infamous crosswalk there on Virginia Street. We got done in 2 months. I mean, it was amazing how quickly that went. And we actually did curb and gutter improvements in the area. NDOT, I have to say, does a really good job on the big projects. You know, we are going to need NDOT both as an engineering institution and a funding institution to help us do the Spaghetti Bowl. That's just just a big project.
Can I just interject here? I just have to say, with all these, there's a lot of agencies involved. There's a lot of individuals involved. I would say the number one thing is relationships. Relationships, solid, respectful, thoughtful relationships within your own agency, within other entities, with NDOT, with the State Transportation Board. These are things, that's how that light in front of the Bonanza Casino got facilitated. It
Absolutely.
Was because of good, solid, thoughtful, respectful relationships.
Okay, but
and that's
but
what
also
gets it
you,
done.
Yeah, and you have to make the point then that it took 10 years to get to that point, but we're finally at a point where agencies are talking to each other. Let me, because we're going to run out of time here, I wanted to get to the money because, you know, Lee was mentioning fuel taxes, sales taxes. You know, we've been doing well in terms of maintaining and improving on the previous plan, but now we obviously need a much bigger plan. What is the idea? Are you going to go back to the legislature and look at raising either of these taxes or trying to at the same time that there's a huge Washoe County school bond that's going to be on the ballot? These are both major things.
You know, I don't think that's something that we're discussing any increase in taxes at this time. I think there is some active discussions about coalescing with regards to some of the infrastructure needs, whether it's from the airport, the RSCVA, the RTC, whatever it may be, on how we might be able to facilitate some of these infrastructure things that just aren't getting done in the manner and the quickness that they need to be.
Can I just step in and get you to explain that a little better? So what you're suggesting is that perhaps funds may come from the airport and from the convention authority to go towards these projects?
The thought is this, whether it's schools, RTC, airport, RSCVA, maybe we need to have a more coalesced discussion about all of our global infrastructure needs. Maybe there's an opportunity for us to come together and talk about every agency's needs with regards to infrastructure in a way in which we may collectively as a region move forward rather than the silos of each different entity. Maybe there's an opportunity. And I do agree with my earlier comment that the relationships that we all have now are better and unlike they've been probably in a decade.
Well, I'm glad that you're agreeing with yourself from one segment to the other, so yeah. That's good. Well, we've got about a minute left here.
Well, no, and I was just going to say that the cooperation between Washoe and the city of Reno has definitely improved with
right.
You and Marcia, and you want, I mean, so there's a nice synchronicity there going on. But the challenges, I guess, comes back to who prioritizes projects. I guess that's why this one agency be a little easier to prioritize. Relationships matter, yes, but how do you prioritize the needs for our community on a road basis?
We prioritize the road projects around our guiding principles, around our goals, especially for safety. We work cooperatively with the NDOT to make sure on the big projects that we have funding availability. You know, readiness of a project is a big factor in picking a project to go forward. And of course, last and perhaps most importantly, we work with our member entities so that we are fully leveraging our projects. We're about to go forward to the RTC. We're going to bring a program of projects for our preventative maintenance program for this year. We're running a little bit ahead on some money, so we want to get that money out in terms of projects. So that's really how we do it. And I think going back to safety, healthy communities, economic development, you know, we build roads and we pick projects that are going to help support and reinforce creation of jobs.
And that's where we have to leave it. But you are all welcome to come back. Mm-hmm. This is an important topic across the state. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
You can't feel the roar of the engine through this. Get the full experience at Auto Show 2016. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof to bring you their biggest selection and best incentives yet. See, feel, drive. Auto Show 2016. February 12th through 14th at the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be Commander-in-Chief. And someone who lies to the families of those four victims in Benghazi can never be President of the United States. When I'm president, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and we are going to find out everything they know.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve of this message.
Did you know that Reno is becoming an industrial electronics hub? To get one of these in-demand jobs, you need the right skills. You can get these skills at Career College of Northern Nevada.
I was working at Lincoln Electric 3 weeks before I graduated.
If you enjoy making decent money and maybe liking your job and liking your bosses, then make the decision. Just do it.
If you love working with your hands, this can be a great career for you. Start now by calling CCNN.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Buzz Harris is president of WBH Enterprises. And Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems and a DNC member. Buzz, do you want to just give us a statewide view of the conversation we just had?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The transportation problems are very significant, especially when you talk about funding. I mean, we have needs, and an analysis was done last year in collaboration with the metropolitan planning organizations that are in charge of their transportation in their communities, that showed that our needs are, you know, in the $47-48 million over the next 30 years, and we have roughly $21 billion
Is that million or billion?
Billions.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have needs of 47 and roughly about 21-22 billion that's available. So that's an over 50% shortfall that we have, and those are big dollars.
So at the time when the price of gas is so low, is this not the time to put in gas taxes, put them in a minimal level, say, you know, a nickel a year for 4 years, and then index them to inflation to pay for this?
Well, it would be one way, except that we start with some of the highest gas taxes in the nation already. And the gas taxes aren't going to get there. This is the perfect storm.
Hold on. Yeah. There was not a revolution when gas got to $4 a gallon. We're sitting here at, in some places in northern Nevada, under $2 a gallon.
Yeah, but we complained a lot.
No, we didn't.
I did.
We really didn't. I didn't see anybody stop driving. They may not have liked the prices, but we didn't stop paying. And if we don't pay for infrastructure, we get more and more electric cars. This doesn't add up to me.
But it isn't going to generate the revenue that's needed. I mean, the problem that's being described here is not going to be addressed by gas taxes. And in fact, I think the northern Nevada, all of Nevada, are going to be seeing things like toll roads and all kinds of pay-use solutions, because we just have too much of a problem. And with the recession, we've allowed all of our road maintenance to fall behind. So it's now the perfect storm of not only having to increase capacity, but we have to go back and rehabilitate existing roadways because they're crumbling on us as we speak.
This problem is replicated all over the country. And I think both Buzz and Fred are right. We're going to have to look to other sources for revenue for roads, because of the how behind we are. They can no longer play keep up or play catch up. And so we're going to have to look at new revenue sources and just have to bite the bullet. But in the political climate that we see, whether we can bite the bullet to pay for needed infrastructure is a huge question mark.
Well, if I could add something along that. I mean, you look what's happening here in Washoe County and what they're trying to do in Clark County is with the indexing currently. The largest project that's been built here in northern Nevada is underway because the money has been collected since 2009 when indexing was put in. I mean, Veterans Parkway, which I think is probably the new name of it, since I lived just off of it, that is being completed. Look at all the other projects that were done at very, very low cost, especially when contractors were really willing to put out great dollars during that time while we had indexing in Washoe County. So why are we attracting great people and great businesses to northern Nevada? Probably because we're a step ahead of a lot of other places in the country.
But the challenge is the Priuses that are out there and the electric cars, they're not going to be paying the gas tax. Yeah. So what are the other ways to do it? Are we going to look at a vehicle mileage tax? Are we going to look at a sales tax on cars? I mean, where do those funds come from?
It's ironic. As a public policy, I think we're generally encouraging the development of electric vehicles, which leads to the demise of funding for our roads. Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's a solution to that. I mean, if you want to have some kind of VMT or toll roads or whatever, you got the example. If you go across the Golden Gate Bridge, you don't stop and pay a toll. If you don't have the easy pass or whatever it is for the Golden Gate Bridge, they take a photograph of your license plate, they send you a bill. I mean, we have lots of electronic ways to be able to do this if we have the will.
And that's the problem in Nevada. We also could learn from Arizona. You know, frankly, the state getting involved in infrastructure like this is critical if we're facing a prolonged period of growth, because they basically put the money up front to get the infrastructure in before the development occurs, which is frankly brilliant and something in Nevada we've never done.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half. I want to mention Greg Brower stepping down, the likelihood of the county appointing Heidi Ganstert, who's running for that seat. Your thoughts, Buzz?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's also a vacancy over in the Assembly. When Marilyn Kirkpatrick stepped down and she went to the county commission, there's a vacancy. It's an election year. You know, you put somebody in for a couple of months. Do they campaign? There's already candidates for that race. I think there's probably other issues that may be more important for the county commission to deal with.
It could be a backlash for Heidi if she's put in there as a might look like political favoritism, trying to give her a leg up.
That's how Greg Brower got
his seat.
And you've also got Pat Hickey's seat. So you've got two seats up there that the county commission might be looking at. But, yeah, do you put in a placeholder or do you put in the heir apparent? Yeah. When you've got two heir apparents for both those seats, so it would be a challenge.
Well, heir apparent to you, perhaps not to everybody.
Spoken as a true Democrat.
Oh, just you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican.
Well, we'll see how this plays out. It'll be interesting over the next couple of weeks. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub-to-shower conversions and barrier-free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
On our next broadcast, I think we'll be talking, New Hampshire. We'll see you then.